إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. That there are truly in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of night and day signs for those endued with understanding. The high priests of materialism and disbelief, the Stephen Hawkings of the world, are scientists. Hawking was a physicist. These are people who spent their entire career studying the natural world, the physical world, seeking the meaning of existence through the methodologies of secular academia. For him, the laws of physics may have been nearly immutable, but Allah Ta'ala showed in Hawking's life how the laws of medicine could be defied. But what made Hawking disbelieve? What made him call belief in an afterlife, quote unquote, wishful thinking, and to proclaim that, quote, when we die, we return to dust, unquote? What made a man who devoted years of study and research to the most existential of existential questions come to epitomize disbelief? Was he not endued with understanding? Could he not be contemplative? Why did the ability to fall into the category of ulul albab, why did it evade and elude someone like Stephen Hawking? Scientific knowledge alone cannot be the final arbiter of truth. What we really ought to be seeking is a transformation, a deliverance from the errors of over-reliance on the intellect, a deliverance from the unmitigated arrogance of kufr, and a deliverance into a state of thankfulness or shukr. We need to understand the reality and the true gifts of contemplation. We need to understand the connection between dhikr, thought, silence, and spiritual growth. We need to be quiet so we can listen.